Well, further east, Ukraine says another 260 more soldiers inside the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol have surrendered to Russian forces. The steelworks was the last major Ukrainian stronghold in the key port city, which has now been ceded to Russia. With us now is BBC correspondent James Waterhouse in Ukraine. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
This latest batch of soldiers to make it out, what is going on here? Is this a prisoner swap or a surrender? Can you just talk us through it?
It's the burning question, isn't it? Neither Ukraine or Russia are commenting on that very fact, but it's been known for some time that this is the main diplomatic path that Ukraine has been chasing. Now, I've got to be honest with you, when the Kremlin announced this temporary ceasefire 2 days ago to help get injured soldiers out at the agreement of Kiev, the suspicion was that this would be without any knowledge to President Zelensky and his government. Russia has done this in the past where they've said a temporary ceasefire has been agreed, and Ukrainians have been evacuated to Russian either occupied territory or Russia itself. However, we hear from the soldiers in the plant that they are following orders. They have been given the orders to allow wounded soldiers to get out. We've seen around 260, as you say, make it out through buses to Russian occupied territory in Ukraine's Luhansk region. We don't yet know the terms of that agreement, and we don't yet know the fate of those injured soldiers, because what will be a worrying sign is that Russia has requested its own Supreme Court to recognize the Azov Brigade, this brigade of soldiers, this infamous brigade of soldiers, highly skilled soldiers in the southeast of Ukraine, a very small proportion of whom are far-right extremists, but they are a very small proportion. The worry is that they will be treated as war criminals and not prisoners of war.
Yes, so does this indeed spell the final chapter in Mariupol? That city is now fully in Russian hands. There's no more fighting?
It does. It's an important moment in this war. And I think we will... Now is the time to look at the effect that has had. Russia's sizable land corridor, stretching from Crimea all the way through the south, all the way up through the occupied territories in Luhansk and Donetsk in the east of Ukraine, that corridor has been completed. You could argue it was already completed, given that these fighters were holed up in the Azovstal steel plant with those Soviet-era shelters underneath. At the start of this invasion, it was impossible for Ukraine's forces to focus on everything. The priority was Kyiv, Russia's ultimate prize. At the time, Russia was launching a much fuller-scale attack on the country as a whole. They didn't expect Mariupol to hold in the way it has. And yet, more than 80 days later, it's looking like the fighting has stopped and those fighters are waiting to see what their fate will be. But that bought Kyiv time, and it's also drained Russia's resources. They've had to deploy soldiers there, take soldiers away from further up in the east, where we're seeing most of the fighting now. Russia once wanted to surround Ukrainian defenders. They've now shelved those plans. Russia once wanted to take Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv. They've now shelved those plans. They continue to pull back. Russia's goals can keep shrinking and shifting. And I think Mariupol will be one of the most defining episodes in this war.
Just finally, a comment on Odessa. Do you think that there will be a renewed push by the Russians to take Odessa?
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. It's been clear for most of this war that they don't have the capacity. So you're right, Odessa to the south, to the southwest of the country, the Russians would dearly love to take it. It's symbolically significant as well as strategic. They would love to seal Ukraine off from the Black Sea and Sea of Azov. But they haven't been able to get past the city of Mykolaiv, which sits between the Russian-occupied territories and Odessa. And it's the same story again and again. Russia's stuttering invasion and primitive warfare means they haven't been able to penetrate most cities. So Kherson and Mariupol are now the two major cities to have fallen. But that is it. Elsewhere, the Ukrainian line is holding firm with the help of the West. But it is also clear that Ukraine, as things stand, I don't think has the capability to fully repel the Russians. Nevertheless, this is a big moment in this war.
James Waterhouse, thank you very much for your analysis this morning. Really appreciate that. BBC correspondent James Waterhouse in Ukraine.